if you think we're on the run.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 14 of the Dad's Army Podcast, and the first full podcast of 2008. We've got another great show lined up for you today, in which we'll take a look back, a nostalgic look back, at Dad's Army in 2007. We'll also take a brief peek forward into what may happen in 2008, which of course is the show's 40th anniversary year. And as promised, we got some news on the Dad's Army Podcast website. No featured episode this podcast, we'll be restarting those on episode 16 of the podcast, when we'll be talking about Branded. And in episode 17, we'll have a discussion about the test. So feel free to send in your comments about either of those two episodes, and we'll do our very best to try and include your comments on those podcasts. Usually mail address, Warmington-on-Sea 333@yahoo.co.uk. But before all that, as always, we're going to head over to the Dad's Army newsroom to see what's new in the world of Dad's Army.
So who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler?
Hi James, how are you?
Hello Tony, I'm fine thanks.
What's funny about that?
Just because we've been having a talk about how to make this little section innovative and interesting so that your friend doesn't point it out to you next time you speak to him.
I see. The Permission to Speak magazine from the Dad's Army Appreciation Society is just recently come out. It's a very well written magazine. It's always well written, but it's a particularly good one this time round. Just to quickly go through it, there's inside front cover we've got Bill Pertwee being awarded his MBE at Buckingham Palace. We've got an article from Colin Bean writing about location filming. That's an old article, I think, but it's new to me when I read it. On the back, I've got a sticker on the back of mine, one which says my membership is up for renewal, so I need to send a cheque off for that. Yeah. Good, well done, good work by the Appreciation Society.
Yeah, it's a particularly good magazine this time round. It's a little bit thicker than usual, and I think a lot of that's because they talk or dedicate two or three pages to members' comments about the stage play.
It mentions a 40th anniversary celebration as well.
Yeah, it's a little bit tight-lipped on it at the moment, so we're assuming details are still under wraps, but what does it tell us about it, Tony?
I'm just finding the page number. Which page is it on?
It's page 5.
Page 5. Members will be offered the chance to attend this midweek press event in central London. Dad's Army cast and production members, plus other special guests, will be invited to attend. Space is limited. It'll be in July at some point. Date's still to be confirmed.
Yeah. If you want to know about this magazine that we're talking about, it comes out 4 times a year, and it's available to members of the Dad's Army Appreciation Society. You can find out details of how to join by following the link on our website.
It's not just available to them. They actually send it to you once hoarder. So it's once you've joined the society, it's sent to you free of charge.
Moving on, there's a new advert that Asda supermarkets have launched. Now, this is a bit of a strange advert because I've yet to see it on television. I'm not sure whether or not it's intended for broadcast on commercial TV stations. It might just be an online advert, but it's a parody of the Dad's Army theme tune. You've seen this, haven't you, Tony? What do you think?
Yeah, I saw it just a few minutes ago. It's basically a take-off of the opening credits to a Dad's Army episode where you've got the Who Do You Think You're Kidding music and you've got arrows going across the screen. And they're just talking about how they're so cheap.
I know. I mean, I think it's good in a way that they're using something like Dad's Army because they obviously think it's something that people will recognise immediately. But I'm not so sure whether they will because it's not immediately recognisable. Do you think from the arrows?
It's quite subtle. I think not everyone will realise what it is.
No, I mean, it's good. And they've done a dreadful, remixed, almost Muzak version of Who Do You Think You Are Kidding as well, and that really is a little bit twee. So I don't like the advert itself, personally, but I think it's good that they're using Dad's Army to try and, you know, promote a current product.
Just as we keep saying, it's surprising how often Dad's Army does appear in everyday life, keeps coming back.
And I'll post a link so that you can see that advert for yourself online on our website.
You're listening to the Dad's Army Podcast with James and Tony.
It's a happy birthday to Clive Dunn, who turned 88 on the 9th of January this year. Clive was born in 1920 and was cast as Corporal Jones. I think he was only 48 or 49 when he won the part, which obviously means he was playing a character of who was about 20 or 30 years older at the time. And Jones, Tony, I don't know how you feel about this, but Jones seemed to be, as the series progressed, one of the very few characters who seemed to become less decrepit as the series actually continued.
I hadn't noticed. I mean, one or two members of the cast started to look quite ill towards the end, which is obviously very sad. But Jones was still very young, yeah, so I'm not surprised. Yeah.
Do you remember, I think it was either in the... it must have been the first episode where the characters are being enrolled into the Home Guard, and Corporal Jones signs the desk. Now, his eyes aren't that bad later on, are they? Or don't seem to be suffering?
There is an episode where someone writes a very rude word on the vicar's harmonium, and he does. I think he writes. Does he write on the desk again?
That's you're thinking of the day the balloon went up.
Yes.
And does he write on the desk again? I don't think so.
Or he has trouble seeing the word written on the harmonium.
Yes,
I know. That's it.
I know that they make reference to Jones's poor eyesight every now and again, but it only seems to come up, you know, once in a blue moon. The characters do get notably older, and you said in Series 9 you look at people like John Le Mesurier, and even Fraser seems a little bit, John Laurie looks a little bit more gaunt than he did when they started. But Jones or Clive Dunn was one character who I think didn't seem to be particularly older in Series 9 than when he started in Series 1. It's just the character seems to age far better than the others.
Yeah.
I thought it would be quite a good idea to conduct a poll on what our listeners thought were the best Dad's Army episode ever. And the way we'd like to do this is ask you all to send in your emails. Just send us in the name of the episode that you think is your favourite, and just a couple of lines as to why that is. Obviously, we'll read out the good emails that we receive, all the interesting ones, and we'll also enter everyone who sends us an email into a prize draw, where they'll receive a whole load of Dad's Army goodies. There'll be DVDs, there'll be an autobiography from Frank Williams, there will be a programme from the stage play, and maybe some other bits and pieces as well. So if you want to enter and stand a chance of winning those prizes, perhaps you can send us an email at warmingtononc333@yahoo.co.uk.
There's another poll running on the Whispers from Warmington website asking people to vote for their favourite season opener. And I think what they mean by that is there were 9 seasons, and each series of Dad's Army started off with a particular episode. And they're asking you to vote favourite first episode of a season. So there's two polls. We've got our poll, and there's this poll running.
Which episodes are there to choose from?
Well, there's 9 of them, because there's 9 series. We've got The Man and the Hour, Roached and Kilt, The Armoured Might of Lance Corporal Jones, The Big Parade, Asleep in the Deep, Deadly Attachment, Everybody's Trucking, Ring Dem Bells, and Wake Up Warmington.
What would your votes be for, Tony, incidentally?
Am
I putting you on the spot there?
Asleep in the Deep, I like. Obviously, I have heard of The Deadly Attachment. I won't vote for that just because everyone votes for that.
I have a feeling that's going to come bottom in the poll because everybody feels the same way about that.
Sleep in the Deep is my one.
Really?
I think, where they're all sort of holed up in a pumping station that's been bomb damaged.
I actually like that one very much, and it's my favourite one from Series 5 as well. I think that was an episode that James and I discussed. You weren't present for that chat, were you?
No, I think I was ditched for that episode.
My favourite one, though, I think, is Ring Them Bells. That was our first ever episode discussion on podcast number one, and that's the one that's actually winning the poll at the moment. So do go over to the Whispers from Warmington website. It's always a good message ball. There's quite a lot of messages that get posted compared to some of the others at the moment. Cast your vote, and we'll read out the results as and when the vote is finished.
Calibre Productions, the stage play production team, have now updated their website with the locations for their 2008 tour. Their website, www.calibreproductions.co.uk, and Calibre is spelled C-A-L-I-B-R-E.
Yeah, they've also got links to each of the theatres that they're playing at as well. So the vast majority of theatres you can book tickets for are online now. So it's worthwhile heading over to that website and taking a look, see if the tour is coming to a city near you. 2007 was quite a busy year, really, for Dad's Army. I think it was far more prominent in terms of national media and so on, Tony. And I think a lot of that was probably due to do with the stage play that was announced in April.
I remember watching Breakfast Television one morning before I went out to work and seeing Leslie Grantham being interviewed on, I think it was BBC One, about his forthcoming part in the play.
I think I saw him give interviews for a number of different TV channels, and he seemed reasonably excited about the role. The coverage extended into practically every national daily. It's not very often that you get newspapers like the Daily Star reporting the same story as Daily Telegraph, and yet both of those papers picked up on it and really gave Dad's Army a bit of a boost, I think, because it had been some time since it had made any kind of real name for itself.
It's not bad for a comedy series that produced its last episode over 30 years ago.
No, it had done remarkably well, and it must have done very well in terms of ticket sales, because very soon after the initial tour was launched, Caliber decided to extend the tour into 2008, and that will mean the play has been on the road for the best part of a year by the time it comes to a close in 2008. So it's quite a significant achievement, I think, and I wonder whether or not it will actually achieve the same level of publicity when it reboots again in Hackney in a month or so's time now.
Well, that was April, but now moving into May, there's the Dad's Army Day up in Norfolk.
Yes,
that's Bressing, which we've been to for the past few years. That's May.
We have indeed. Didn't we? Am I right in saying that we must have recorded our first podcast shortly after Dad's Army Day in 2007? Because I seem to remember us discussing it in a little bit more depth back in June.
I think so. I think that's when we started this. I remember that. I mean, the highlight for me of that year was having a quick chat with Jimmy Perry while he was waiting to be interviewed.
I knew you were going to say that.
That was the highlight for me.
I remembered how made up you were when you actually got a chance to chat with him. It was a rainy Bressingham in 2007, so you managed to catch him just as he got off the bus, did you, before he got out of the rain?
Yeah, just after he got off the bus and just before he got onto the platform to be interviewed.
There were many other cast members as well. It was quite a roll call. There was Bill Pertwee and Pamela Cundell, Eric Longworth, both Jimmy Perry and David Croft were there again, so all putting in personal appearances. I seem to remember as well, Tony, you managed to get Eric Longworth's autograph this year, didn't you?
Yes, he was sitting by himself at a table inside the Bressingham Museum for Dad's Army. He was sitting at a table, and I thought, well, I would appreciate getting his autograph. So he was a very pleasant man. Someone was suggesting he should go and do something else, and he actually said, no, I'm going to wait here until I've signed a few autographs.
Yeah, I seem to remember that he was there's always queues at Bressingham for autographs, and sometimes I think they do it in short periods of time, in short allocated periods of time. And he just decided to carry on staying on signing autographs. He was quite determined there. And that was on the inside, wasn't it? So he wasn't getting rained on or anything. I also seem to remember the setup at Bressingham had changed quite significantly this year. They've got exhibits from other BBC sitcoms. I think they had a stage, if I'm right, from Only Fools and Horses. They had a few bits and pieces from It Ain't Half Hot Mum. Moving into July 2007, this is when the Queen names those that she wishes to be honoured in her birthday honours list, and Bill Pertwee's name came up here as an MBE. And he recently collected, as we reported on the last podcast, he collected his MBE from the palace it was either last month or the month before, November, I think. August, of course, saw the Northern Rock issue in the UK. And, of course, for some reason, the media seemed to ally the management of that bank with that of Captain Mannerin's bank. And there were a couple of front-page references, I seem to remember, weren't there, Tony?
Yeah, it was. They were taking the mick out of Gordon Brown and Alistair Darling. And I think... likening them to the Dad's Army set-up, I think, is a bit offensive to Captain Mannering.
Yes, I also seem to remember there was an episode that Richard Littlejohn had written in the Daily Mail, which we reported on at the time, but he put some effort into summarising the situation into a new script for Dad's Army, when it included all of the mannerisms in it as well. And that was a remarkably well-written piece there, I seem to remember. And again, first time, you know, since the stage play was announced back in April, that it made the papers in such a prominent way.
In October, we've got the release of the Christmas Specials DVD.
And this was good. This actually completed sets of Dad's Army episodes, made them available on DVD for the first time to everybody within the UK. So, as I think I seem to remember you mentioning in the past, Tony, they had been made available through subscription-only magazines and something along those lines, but I'm not sure they included the Christmas Specials, did they?
I think they did. The subscription one did. Yeah, it did.
Well, it's a particularly good DVD release on its own, the Christmas Specials, and we've got a podcast coming up shortly that's going to be dedicated purely to the Christmas Special DVD. And it now makes a fantastic collection, and you can get the box sets of all of the Dad's Army episodes, and that was released in November. And of course, we've got two other very large news items that happened in November 2007. And once again, Dad's Army made the national papers, this time to report on a statue that's going to be erected in Thetford Town Centre, and the statue is going to be of Arthur Lowe, just to give tourists a photo opportunity as they go around touring Dad's Army locations. And that was picked up on again, far, you know, more widely spread than I would have expected.
People are very fond of Dad's Army, I think, in general. I've seen the artist's impression of the Arthur Lowe statue sitting on a bench. It's worth a look.
Yeah, it'll be interesting in a couple of years' time when they expect a statue to be in situ, whether or not it bears any real resemblance to Arthur Lowe. It will be good to keep an eye on. And of course, at the same time, the new Dad's Army Museum opened, which was another significant event in the Dad's Army calendar. And they've got a good mix of memorabilia from Dad's Army and World War II. So
yeah, although in fairness, did the town councillor say it's more of a display than a museum? Is that
yes? Yes, he did say that, and that's fair. Most people are referring to it as a museum, irrespective of how it is officially entitled. I think it's just a couple of rooms there, but it does sound like the wealth of material and photographs is significant, and it's something that I would very much like to go and visit fairly soon. Just take a look.
Oh, I'll go with you. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We'll report on that.
What days are you free?
We'll arrange it later on. And I think that'll be really good to go and see what they've done there with those two rooms exhibiting Dad's Army memorabilia.
And finally, as well as our review of 2007, which is obviously 2008 is the 40th anniversary year of the start of Dad's Army being broadcast.
Very much looking forward to that. I mean, the very first episode was broadcast on the 31st of July 1968, and the 40th anniversary celebration, I am certain, will take place at some point during July, and I think there's going to be a number of different institutions celebrating the anniversary. We know the Dad's Army Appreciation Society have got something planned, yet to be confirmed and announced, and I am absolutely certain that the BBC won't let this date pass without some kind of celebration. So whether or not you'll get a documentary on television about Dad's Army, or whether they'll just have a few episodes shown during July, who knows? But I'm certain that it won't pass unmarked.
That's almost it for this podcast. We're going to be back in 2 weeks' time, and in that next podcast, we're going to be talking about the Christmas Specials release, the latest DVD from the BBC. We're going to be interviewing Rafe Montague, who's been responsible for coordinating the release of these DVDs.
Don't forget the BBC 7 radio shows, they're still playing every Friday. You can listen to those as actually when they play on BBC 7 through the website or on digital TV, or you can go to their website and click listen again, and you can hear those episodes anytime you like, 7 days after their broadcast. Talking about Dad's Army on TV, the actual show has been on terrestrial television here in the UK far more than usual over the last 4 weeks or so. We've had four individual episodes, and we've also had the film broadcast as well. So Dad's Army is still getting a lot of airtime over the on terrestrial TV, which I think is fantastic. One thing I did read a little while ago, Tony, I can't remember, it was in someone's autobiography. It was about royalties that the actors receive every time there is a repeat on terrestrial TV. And do you know, they get paid more now for repeat royalties than they actually got paid to record the programme first time round.
How much do they get? Oh, I'd love to know.
I've no idea. I have no idea.
I mean, okay, you said you don't know, but I'm thinking, is it £50? Is it £500? And so I expect different actors get different amounts.
I reckon you're probably right. Maybe it depends on how heavily you feature in the episode. I honestly have no idea. I'll be interested to know as well. But not sure. But it's good that Dad's Army is still airing on normal TV fairly regularly. I mean, it's always on UK TV Gold, but doesn't make BBC One and BBC Two so often these days. Lastly then, there's just the website news that we mentioned at the outset of this podcast. I intend to make quite a major overhaul of the website. Probably it won't be until June or July this year, but that means it's going to be a brand new website. It won't be based on Podomatic's servers anymore. It will be completely brand new. Hopefully the design will be vastly different and a big improvement on what you currently see. There'll also be a change in the way that you access the podcast. Now, I won't go into too much technical detail yet, but I'll let you know long before those changes are made. There's also going to be an additional couple of features. Namely, there'll be a brand new forum whereby all of our listeners can sign up and actually either chat about the podcast or chat about Dad's Army in the way that you do a normal internet forum. There'll be far more photographs on the site, and we've got a number of photographs we've yet to put up, mainly through people such as the landlord of the Six Bells, who kindly gave us some novel and original photographs we'd like to make available to everybody. And finally, it will also give me the opportunity to update the news items far more regularly. At this moment in time, I'm restricted to updating the website every time there's a new podcast, but that will change every time there's a new item that crops up in the Dad's Army news. So hopefully you should be able to see updates two or three times a month, maybe even more frequently than that, basically as and when the news happens. Next podcast will be in a couple of weeks, as Tony said, and please do remember, send us your feedback, send us your emails. If you've never sent us feedback before, then it's 2008, please make a note, just send us an email about the favourite episode poll. If you just tell us what your favourite episode is and the reasons why, and you get an opportunity to win all of those Dad's Army goods and memorabilia. That really is everything for the next couple of weeks. Speak to you soon.